traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Welcome, equestrians, to the International Equine Network. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network. I'm going to be talking to you about horses and the industry over the next hour. Had an interesting week last week. We had the Breeders' Cup. Had some good sales. Had a lot of different things happening, you know, in the horse industry. It was all positive. One thing that want to mention here real quick, the horse industry as a whole is back on schedule pretty much. Most all the different disciplines and breeds have figured a way out to implement the proper protocol, and therefore that keeps them up and running, you know, for their business. Some of the places have added a few patrons to the event, like the show horse industry and the sales, and also it's working for us as a whole. One of the unique things about this pandemic is I think it educated a lot of us on proper protocol that should be implemented, you know, year round, even without a pandemic. That type of thing. So it's been good for us. We're excited about it. The racing schedule is back on track for all horses that are racing. The show horse schedule is back on schedule. So it's starting to seem more normal for us. I guess they say it's our new normal, for us. I know that mentally, I have relaxed a little more. I'm enjoying the days a little more. Very thankful for every day that I do have. So it's kind of exciting there. It's our new normal. I can live with it's good. And to believe you me, the social distancing, I kind of like, because I had a lot of people I didn't like. Yeah, I just wasn't man enough to tell them to get away. But it's really working for us. Here on the International Equine Network, as we've said before, our network is about distribution of the equine industry, programs, breeds, organizations, that type of thing. We had the NBC has constantly said that everything is going a lot better than it ever has for the horse industry. More viewers, more interactive calls from when are you going to video this, or when are you going to broadcast that program. And so, they're very positive about it. And one of the things that I really enjoy on the International Equine Network is, we're into distribution. We have America's Days at the Race on, and it comes on around noon, and it's from various tracks. Today it's like Churchill and Aqueduct, and you can tune in to see, and it's live racing. Good announcers, good program. So we do that, and we're getting ready to start doing that with the show horse business. And we are already doing that with the sales. Today on our website, we have golf, UK sale, live. That's what we're about, is distribution. And we take anything from a small backyard, horse show to the Olympics. It's all about distribution. It helps our industry survive. We can get distribution out there. And today, with today's technology, with iPhones and laptops and you name it, the internet, television, you can watch the horse industry, any breed, any type of discipline from anywhere in the world 24/7. And that really helps, because you don't feel that pressure to watch that race at 4 o'clock. Because you have access to archives and to replays and things of that nature. And So that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on. We're coming out Delray Beach, Florida, the Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. We have standard breeds here, some of the best in the world. We have some of the best quarter horses in the world, trail horses in the world, show horses in the world. And, it's exciting to be here. And then just 2 miles down the road from where I'm at, we have our Palm Beach Downs thoroughbred facility. And we have all of Todd Fletcher's horses for the winter down here. From usually Todd gets here around the end of September, 1st of October, and we have him here until May. And so it's nice when you're around quality horses and you're at the top level. And it makes it more interesting, and coming to work every day. That's what we're trying to do here. We're going to have reports next week on the AQHA industry, the American Quarter Horse industry. We're going to have FEI and USEF updates towards the Olympics. The Olympics will be in Japan in 2021. So we're going to have that in detail next week. We're going to actually go into the Olympic pre-qualification schedule so that you can go take a look in your area to, events that are going to qualify horses for the Olympics. That's one of the other things that we're going to do. And then we have, a Shuffling. That's one of our shows that's really going to pick up steam because I've contacted a lot of racetracks and a lot of horse shows, and they are literally putting people together for us to interview and talk about their recipes and what they do how they survive with the COVID and how they survive at the show. Because one of the things that we have here with us is a company called Shipt, SHIPT.com. And if the COVID, has been like it has been, and you don't like to get out to the grocery store, Shipt.com will deliver groceries that you order over the internet directly to your facility, whether it's your house, your condo, the showgrounds, or just wherever you're at. They will deliver it to you. In our area down here, we have companies like CVS, we have Target, Winn-Dixie, we have Costco, CVS, and Petco that we have that we can get through Shipt and deliver directly to the facility. And that helps you keep you out of the COVID danger, cuts down on your space and contact with, outside people. And that's one of the things that we're going to be looking at in depth next week. In fact, next week at 1:30, whoever calls into the show at 1:30 next week, we will give them a free year's membership to Shipt.com. And you can see that on our website. And, whoever calls in next week will get that 3 years membership, no matter where you live in the country, the ship is all throughout the United States and everything. We were talking last week a little bit about the handle and number of races were up in October. Just to show you how distribution has played such a major part in what we do here. In the U.S., in 2020, they had an unbelievable amount of racing all across the country. In 2020, we had 340 days of racing. And in 2019, with no COVID, we had 334 days of racing. We had 6 more racing days in 2020 with the COVID than we had without the COVID in 2019. And so that just goes to show you how serious the horse industry has been about making it safe and making everything follow the protocol that's been handed down to us. That's what just blew my mind away. I said, I didn't realize we had that many days of racing, with the COVID. In 2020, in U.S. starts, we had 22,410 horses that started in 2020. You know, again, dealing with the COVID and you know, everything that we had, it was up 1.6% on starts. The average field size was 7.86 compared to 8.05. And, you know, that was a decrease, a small decrease, but nevertheless, considering the COVID, you know, I think that held its, its weight right there in itself. You know, just going to show you that all the horse industry is getting better and better. The shows are back on a normal schedule here in the state and throughout Europe. So that's made a big difference in the economy, especially the economy of the local areas that support horse racing, horse shows, horse sales, and everything. That helped a little bit right there in itself, you know, to keep it going like that. And I predict that 2021 is going to be a breakout year for the horse industry. I'm predicting that we're going to see more people attend more equestrian events than we have seen in the last, over the last 10 years, I'd say. Because it's something that's entertaining. Usually at any equestrian event you go to, you have a lot of things that are there. You have the opportunity to enjoy fine dining. You have the opportunity to socialize with friends and family. And it's not like you have to do it all the time, but, you know, it's something that's nice that you can do and that you can plan on. So they had a little bit of everything at an equestrian event for, you know, the participants as well as the non-participants. And that's one thing that I really am glad to see that we're doing with the, you know, horse industry as a whole. Now, on International Equine Network, one of the things that we have available, we do three things that I really take a lot of pride in, because I get to know the industry a little bit better. I get to get up close and in person with the people that, that we're going to be involved with. And what we're doing here at International Equine Network, and if you have anybody you would like to nominate for any one of these programs, just let us know. But what we're doing is we're having an equestrian of the week where we go through all the different disciplines and all the breeds, and we select somebody that's made a difference into the horse industry. Somebody that's achieved goals that, you know, are just unusual. It's phenomenal when you start looking at the individuals in the horse industry and what they've done, whether they won a gold medal or whether they have a rehab operation or, you know, just anything that they're outstanding in the horse industry. And that's our equestrian of the week. And then we're going to have the farm of the week. And we'll go to different farms around the world, and we will see, you know, what these farms have done in the industry. Some of the farms that we're going to talk about and talk to have set, you know, goals that other people try to attain. You know, it's how they do, how they run their operation, and you know, just the overall quality of what they do. And then the other one that we're going to have is an equestrian business of the month. We'll select a business that is helping the horse industry, that provides services to all equestrians, not just some, but to all equestrians, and how they make a difference in the equestrian's life. And some of the people that we're going to talk to are tack shops and veterinarians and, you know, transportation companies, business consultants for the horse industry. And I'm just really excited about that, because I get to see inside and behind the scenes of all the people that we're going to be doing on these three different shows here. And we're starting out this week with our question of the week. And thank goodness, I know Todd. He did our Palm Beach Downs training facility. And what made him so unique this this past week or this month is Todd has won 5,000 races. He obtained that win at Aqueduct on Breeders' Cup Day. And we were hoping that it would have been at Breeders' Cup, but Aqueduct is kind of good because Todd loves the New York trade, and he's excellent in what he does. It's a tribute to somebody who shows up every day for work. He's done that for the last 23 years. His work ethic, his workers that he has, is just unbelievable. Todd said it's a tribute to the whole staff and to the whole team. He sent out earners. He sent out the earners of more than $395 million in his 5,000th career win. And that says a lot in itself there, the longevity, 23 years. It's tough to do when you think about the job that you have or I have, and you go to work every day, and you get off on the weekend from other food, and you go on vacation. Well, Tom Fletcher, he's had 23 years of working, day in and day out with a multitude of horses and owners and staff. And it's a lot to, take into consideration to get through those 23 years, but not just to do that, but to win 5,000 horse races. It was unbelievable. Todd has won 57 stake races to lead all other trainers at King. And he's got 253 races there and for fifth place on the all-time tracks, all-time leading trainers list. Pletcher's former boss, D. Wayne Lucas, is Kingman's all-time leading trainer with 295 wins. So, he's in great company there. And what I like about Todd is he's very real. The way he treats his people, the way he treats his horses, and the attitude that he takes on to, win those races. He's just an everyday guy, and he's always got time for everybody that wants to stop and say hi and talk to him. It's just unbelievable. But he had another victory that same day, the race right after he won his 5,000th race. The race right after at Aqueduct, Todd won that also. So he's at 5,001 right now, and that'll go continue to grow. So that's our equestrian of the week, Todd Fletcher. All the accolades go to him and to his staff and to his owners and to everybody that's involved with Todd. I just can't say enough for him. His 2020 statistics so far this year, Todd's had 741 starts. He has 157 wins. He has 123 seconds and 107 thirds. So, that's saying a lot, right there in itself. He's on the campaign to, keep adding to that figure, and who knows how long will it take him to get to 6,000 wins. That's what we're looking at, in the next season. So, send in your information on any equestrian that you think could be an outstanding person for our equestrian of the week, that we would really appreciate it. Just go to our website, you'll see our email address, and you can email it to us. We'll be there. How was that? Now, we're going to get into the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup was excellent this year. We had super field in every race. And just to go to show you how it went is that we had some long shots that were in there that came through for us. We were excited about that. In fact, we had an exacta you know, in one of the races. And that really made me think that I know what I'm doing. And you know what? I did that. I'm not a betting person. But, you know, at least I was right on top of it, you know, with it. And so that's what we were looking at, was the Breeders' Cup Classic. And it was an excellent field this year. A lot of good horses were in it. A lot of horses retired after the Breeders' Cup this year. And it tells me that a lot of the owners and trainers are taking more, you know, breeders and money and, you know, breeder opportunities, you know, for their stallions when they stop. And one of the things that was really interesting this year is the Breeders' Cup class, Authentic, with Bob Baffert training. And we had Bob finished first and second in the race. And Authentic is the real deal. This horse can flat out run. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That horse can run. You know, what he's done over the last year. And this kind of ties into our and how they get there, the 2021 Kentucky Derby documentary. You've got to remember something. This horse is just a three-year-old. This horse came out of nowhere, and he's only run a year. He's only run a year. And this horse just came out like there was no tomorrow and just, you know, ran like an older horse, like a champion. He won the race by 2 1/4 lengths. He had Johnny Blasquez up on him. This horse is just is the real deal. And what was interesting about it is the horse that runs second, probably with Ortiz. I ran Ortiz Jr. These horses train together. These horses are constantly seeing each other day in and day out. So, you know, each one of the jockeys, they know what each one has underneath. And that's what made it more interesting because Improbable, you know, did not let him get away from it. He pushed him the whole way, and Authentic came through. And, you know, that's a thing that you very rarely see are two horses that train together and race against each other, you know, and you end up with one too. But, you know, congratulations to Bob Baffert. He did a heck of a job, you know, with that, with those two horses. And he's a Spendthrift owned horse. He would be retiring to Spendthrift. His racing career is over with. You know, we're going to see how he does in a couple of years, you know, on producing babies. If he can produce some runners like, you know, like he is. And that was an exciting race there for the Breeders' Cup Classic. You don't see that too often with a field that deep and field that, how do you say it, spread out across talent all across the country. You know, came from everywhere, and it was good. And then Tiz the Law, he was kind of a disappointment. You know, and there, and a lot of people had high hopes on him this year. And he had Manny Frankel on him, and he just couldn't get there. He just could not get there, and that was disappointing. He ended up finishing sixth in the race. And I don't know what happened to him. You know, nobody really does. So we'll see what goes on for him down the road. And that is the Breeders' Cup Classic. Then we're going to talk about the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. That's part of our How They Get There documentary. And so these horses, a year from now, could be another Authentic, and they could be running in the Classic if they have a good year like Authentic did with them. So when I got to looking at this race, I said, this race is going to be very, very interesting. There's a lot of good horses in this race, but there's a couple of horses in there that I thought were climbing up the ladder. And we actually picked the Central Quality, Louis Saez, with the jockey on it. And he was a horse trained by Brad Cox. And like we've been saying before, Brad Cox, anything he gets a hold of, when he gets in a race, you got to take a look at him on any of his horses. And I don't care whether it's a claiming race or whether it's, a stakes race, a graded stakes race. That's what you got to look at. And that's exactly what happened with this one. This horse went by length and three quarters. And this horse is really good. He handled everything under each pretty. Remember, these are 2-year-olds. This horse is good. He knows what he's doing. The field didn't bother him at all. It was a 14-horse field. So now we know what he can do. We know he can handle two turns. We know that this horse is excellent. Quality-wise, talent-wise, trainer-wise, owner-wise, he's really good. But the horse that intrigued me the most, and I said on last week's show, was a horse by the name of Hot Rod Charlie. Hot Rod Charlie, he's one of those horses. He's a small horse. He was climbing up in the ranks. Completely going unnoticed. Doug O'Neill trained this horse out of California. And, I said, my goodness, I said, will you look at this horse? I said, he's small, but he's got a lot of heart to him. And Tyler Galifano rode him. And he rode an excellent race with him. He laid back. He's stalking. This horse, he just come right up and did what was asked of him. And that was just in itself amazing to me. This horse paid $51.80 or 60 cents to place. So that just goes to show you, that nobody thought anything of this horse, running like he did. It was an amazing race. So these are the two horses right now that are on our Derby watch. Good time. The Central Quality, we have there with Brad Cox, and then we have Hot Rod Charlie with Doug O'Neill. And so those are our two horses right now that I put at the top of my how they get there in Kentucky Derby woods. And we're going to follow them down the road and see where they go and what they do with their talent and everything that they're doing with them. And speaking of how they get there, one of the things that will be coming up is the Repson Stakes. That's how they get there. And that will be on December 5th at Aqueduct Racetrack. The historic Repson Stakes and Aqueduct Race is a unique race on the road to the Kentucky Derby, held over a mile and an eighth. It's the longest juvenile race on the annual schedule, offering stiff tests of speed, stamina, and for upcoming and classic contenders. So this is one of the races, and like we're telling you about how they get there, is a race that really, really tests the horse out. If you can come in and do win the runs, and it doesn't really matter the time that you have on that race. It's about being able to go the distance. And this is a good stiff test for them. And so now we'll see who goes to there, because that'll be December 5th. We'll take the top two winners out of that, and we'll keep following them along and see what happens with them. That's going to be interesting to see, because there'll be a whole lot of new shooters in there, young horses into the season for them. It's going to be very, very interesting to watch this race. Alidar was the winner of this race. We had a lot of good horses that are run here. It's phenomenal when you start looking at them. The future grade one winners that have come out of here, out of the Remsen, we're looking at Honor Code, Mucho Macho Man, Court Vision, It's always interesting to see the horses that have been there. They've had a total 17 Kentucky Derby qualification points for the Grands among the top four finishers in the Remsen. So that tells you a lot, you know, that if you're getting those kind of points, you know, going into the Derby December 5th, you know, before 5 months before the Derby, you know, you've got something there. You've got something there. So, you know, I always say, go for it. You got to go for it. That's what I say. And if we would have had if I had bet on that one, that exactly paid pretty good. That we were sitting there looking at with Authentic this year, and maybe we'll have another good exacta here in the Remsen coming up. But the exacta was $299.90 for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. You know, we had a long shot there. Maybe we'll get a long shot in the Remsen. I don't know. We got a couple of weeks to take a look at it, see if he's going to be running in it. At all. So, and then, like I said earlier in the show, we got a segment that we're going to have here. Our farm of the week that I chose farm of the week this week is a very beautiful farm. They have farms all over the world. It's shut them off farms. They're unbelievable. They're in the UK, Ireland, and the USA. Judamont is one of the leading breeders in the world. And to date, they bred 112 individual Group 1 winners, 219 groups in Grade 1 races, including 26 European Classic winners and two U.S. Classic winners. Judamont races all of its homebred progeny. In the colors in green, pink, and sash, and a green cap, white with white sleeves, and it's for sheep Abdul's racing entity. It's just amazing, you know, to see the operations and how they go all over the world. You know, it's just phenomenal. The place is beautiful. It's run top-notch level. You'll see them mostly in Europe. You do see horses run here in the States, but more likely you'll see them in the UK and Ireland. You know, horses. It's a good operation. And if you go to their website, you can see all about it. They have virtual tours of the place, which is really, really good, you know, to see. Now, the Breeders' Cup was excellent this year. Getting back to that just a little bit here. The horses that were there had more horses than they really thought they were going to have. You know, and it came through even with the pandemic. So if you go to thebreederscup.com, you can see everything that they have, where the next Breeders' Cup is going to be. You'll see everything is involved, you know, with the Breeders' Cup. It's a good thing that you plan for your vacation. And go to BreedersCup.com and you can take a look at what they have there. Speaking of the Breeders' Cup and breeders again, we're going to retouch on Authentic. He retired him to spend thrift farm. His stud fee is going to be $75,000. You know, it's good to see him staying here in the States. A lot of stallions are starting to go out in the States, but, you know, it's good to see him be here and you know, stay in the States and everything. So that'll be good. He's going to spend thrift for it. Now, one of the other things that I constantly saying, I know I'm rambling on about a lot of things. But again, we're about distribution here. If you go to our website, you can see where these horses are going, when they're racing. You can watch live racing. Like right now on our website, we have live racing coming from Churchill Downs, race number 2. It's getting ready. They're in the gate. Garrett. Now they're off. So they're ready to go. I wish I could call a race for you, but I'm not having so messed up. It wouldn't even be funny. But those are the things that we have on there. Like I said, we got live racing today. We have live racing from the harness industry and the thoroughbred industry. We got the live sales from the UK and golfs in the UK, their sale. So it's all about distribution. And you don't have to go to the races. You can watch them on, you can either watch them or you can get a link on our website. And if you like betting the horses, we've got TwinSpires.com. It's a good organization. They have races from all over the world. When you join them, you don't need me, that's for sure. When you join them, you can get races from all over the world live, on TwinSpires.com. So that's good. That's good to see and everything. So, again, you're going to hear me say 100 million times about distribution. That is the key to success in the horse industry is distribution. Because when you have distribution outlets like IEM, it makes your job a lot easier because you're cutting down on time and you go directly to the owners the companies that we have up there. And for example, our business of the month is FarmVet. FarmVet, I've dealt with them for a long time. They are a company that if you can't get what you need with them, then it's not available anywhere. FarmVet's headquarters and pharmacy is located in Franklin, Tennessee. And they're a very, very good company to be associated with. Not only do they have their company in Franklin, Tennessee, but they have a lot of what they call, mobile store locations. That's what we'll call it, mobile store locations. They have the AQHA World Show in Oklahoma City. They have a facility there. They have the Winter Equestrians at the Palm Beach International Equestrian Center. They have a facility there. The Tryon, the International Equestrian Center in Mill Springs, North Carolina. They have a store there. Temecula Valley National Fall Horse Series in Galway Downs in Temecula, California. They have a mobile outlet there. And Duke Jump for the children in Raleigh, North Carolina, they'll have a mobile facility there. And there's many other places that you'll see FarmVet in. But the thing that I like about FarmVet is when you call them and you're talking to them about, say, a guy like me, I know a little bit about something, but not a lot about everything. And at FarmVet, call and talk to any of their representatives, and they're going to give you the inside track on whatever it might be. They know the ins and outs. The horsemen, they probably used their products before that you're talking about or know somebody that has. And so that's what's good about FarmVet. And the other thing is they have a pharmacy there. You just have your veterinarian call them, and they can get what you need to you. So that just goes to show you that they have a little bit of everything. And what I like about their website is they have a little section now. It's called The Gift. And what it is it's about the holidays, and it's about everything you can do there for Christmas and birthdays and parties, and they have a little bit of everything. So, FarmVet is just unbelievable. They're very big in Tennessee, Florida, and California. They make all the big show circuits. They make all the horse races. It's just really good. You can pick up things at their warehouse in Franklin. And the Wellington store, they're be able to deliver, and they have curbside pickup. All you got to do is call the individual location and find out what their procedure and protocol is, and you know, Farm Vet will take care of it. They have everything, from the least, the smallest little item to the biggest item that you might need. The ship FedEx, I believe it's $79 or more, and shipping is free. And you just got to call them and find out, you know, what their regulations are and how they deliver and when they can deliver. But they got everything. They literally have everything in there. You know, you just go to their website. The website is just unbelievable. Yeah, it says free shipping on all orders over $79. And you can't beat that, folks. Because let me tell you, if you go back and you start looking at what it costs to ship something, you know, here in the U.S., it'll really, you know, shake you up. You just say, good Lord. You know, I'm paying $30, $40, $50, $60 to have this ship. And, you know, in a Farm Vet, get $79 order, and it's for free on there. So now you know, we're just kind of rambling around here trying to get interested in what we're doing. But more importantly, what I'd like to do is, if I got any of the listeners out there, I'd like for them to give us a call. Call us at 561-466-1272. And we're here 5.5 days a week. Actually, we're here 24/7, but office hours are Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. And then on Saturdays from 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings until noon. And we're off on Sundays. But we do answer the calls 24/7. And our caller number here at the station is 323-744-4831. And if you call that number next Thursday at 1:30, you'll win a ship.com membership. And remember, once you get that membership, you can order everything online from ship.com. It's the same price as in the store. Order anything over $35, and the delivery is free. And you know as well as I do, when you go grocery shopping, $35 is not hard to spend, you know, at the grocery store. And I mean, I'm telling you, I've ordered ice cream from, and it gets there cold and it's frozen. I've ordered any and everything that they have in the stores, like at Target, for example. You can order anything that Target sells. You can order that from them. And once you do that, you know, they deliver to them within an hour or two. They'll deliver it to you. And so, you know, that's good. It's all, again, it goes back to distribution. Everything nowadays with the COVID is about distribution. How do you get your pizza delivered to you? How do you get, you know, your groceries delivered? You know, what can you do to get out of the COVID, you know, mentality of, you know, oh, I'm locked in the house. You know, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. But just think about it. If, for example, if you come to our website and you see all the things that we have and all the links that we have, you can take a Saturday afternoon or actually any afternoon and come out and you click on to our show host, our FEI and our USAF, the show program. You know, and you can have a little barbecue in-house, you know, a little in-house party and spend a few hours, you know, going to the sales, going to the races, going to the show. You know, you can do that. And that helps the stress a lot, you know. And having told you about Chet, there's everything that you can, you know, you can have right there. You don't have to leave the house for anything because you can get it all delivered to you. And watch any kind of show, the equestrian show that you want to do. And what I like about it, a lot of the shows that we put on there are interactive. You know, you can chime in to them and talk about them and see what happens and, you know, where to go. And you can order all kinds of different things, especially at the holidays now. Just about all of the websites that we have have the, you know, store, an online store, you know, where you can order different things. You know, you can order, well, like the Derby coming up next year, 2020. We get a lot of connections there where you can order your Derby supplies and get all your Derby information on a daily basis, you know, calling into them. You can do that. Same thing with the show horse industry. So, you know, the show horse industry, and let me tell you, I was with the thoroughbreds all my life, and I always knew about the show horse industry because I had, you know, relatives that were in that end of the business here in Florida. And, you know, so it's kind of exciting to get involved with it and see who's who and what's what. And especially with the 2021 Olympics coming up, you know, that's going to be an interesting trip in itself right there. Because let's see how the equestrians qualify for the Olympics from all over the world. It's all basically the same, but it's different countries. And it's amazing when you go to the different countries to see how they project their industry and their country to the world. You know, it's all about, again, like I said, this distribution and exposure. Whenever they get on the TV and they get an event, they really make it good because they want people to see the quality of enforcement that they have, the quality of forces that they have. And they want you to see their country. And it's a good thing. And what I like about it is there's no politics involved in the horse industry. It's all about the horse. It's all about the horse. It's not politics. It's not who's president. It's not who's, you know, labor secretary. It's not about who's governor. It's not about anything like that at all. The horse industry is strictly about horses, and it's a way of life. And you can be a part of that way of life through, you know, the things that we offer that are available here. You know, like NYRA in New York, the New York Racing Association. They do an excellent job on bringing the horse industry to the public. The announcers they have, the programs they have, it's just unbelievable. And that's what I like to see is associations that are doing things like that. You know, if you take a quick look and get on the internet and go to the Kentucky Horse Park and take a look at it, usually every state has a horse park that's part of their agricultural program. And some of them are, you know, just starting out. Some of them are really good. But if you go to the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, Kentucky, you'll see just exactly what they have there. They have all types of national organization headquarters there in Lexington, there at the horse park. The horse shows they have there is unbelievable. Their campgrounds they have there, if I were you, you know, and I'm taking a vacation, and there's a lot of places that you can rent trailers if you don't own one. But I'd spend a week camping at the Kentucky Horse Park. They've got a nice museum there. They've got all kinds of activities there for the for people to participate in demonstrations. You know, it's well worth the time to go there. And if you can get there during a horse show week, which is not going to be hard to do, you know, at the Kentucky Horse Park, you'd be surprised because you can walk right up to the horses. You can walk through the barns. You can see how they live. You can see how they train. You can see how their day goes. You can participate in it. You don't even have to own a horse. You just got to be there. And so that's Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington, which is really good. And then most of the tracks, like at Saratoga. Saratoga's got a great backside to a little tram that you can ride around on. They got the Racing Hall of Fame there across the street from the track. They've got breakfast there. You can go in the morning and had breakfast and watched the horses and the train on the track, which is good. Churchill Downs, they've got a fantastic, I mean, a fantastic backside to it. You can go there in the morning and you can watch the horses train and see the trainers. They're just 20 feet away from you know, they've got a good breakfast there at the backside of Churchill. Just call Google Churchill Downs, and you can see what all they offer there. Another good place to go is Keeneland. Keeneland's backside is open to the public in the mornings, and you can drive out to Keeneland. And if you really want to get a feel of the horse industry, and especially the thoroughbred end of it, they have a fantastic, and I love the word fantastic because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel fantastic. But at Keeneland, they have a breakfast there at a restaurant that is very, very inexpensive, and the quality of food there is just, it's good. It's great. You go there and it's a good, good old farm breakfast. You know, you get bacon and eggs and sausage and biscuits and, you know, it's a good old country breakfast. You know, they have that. And like I said, if you go to a lot of the different places, they have tours of the facility. Like Tryon, North Carolina. Where they have one of the best show horse facilities in the world, is very nice there. They've got camping, they've got restaurants, they've got hotels, they've got everything. You can spend a week there in the mountains in North Carolina, and it's a great vacation that you take on right there, which is really good. And then the one place that I would really suggest that you go to, if I had to recommend one spot to go to right now and spend a week, it would be in Ocala, Florida, to the World Equestrian Center. This is a 4,000-acre facility that is going to have some of the best shows in the United States at this facility. They have another facility in Ohio, but I would recommend the Ocala facility. And there's several reasons that I would recommend Ocala. One, Ocala has the Ocala Breeder Sales Company, which you can go over and take a look to where a lot of the Kentucky Derby and Million Dollar Horses are sold at. And if you're lucky, you'll be able to catch a sale there, and you can actually walk up to the sales and see the horses, you know, parading around, and then you can actually see them go into the sales ring and see what they sell for. So that's the Ocala Breeder Sales Company, which is, you know, a good trip in itself just to see that. And then all around Ocala, they have all kinds of horse farms and horse shows that run pretty much year-round there, which is really good. But if you go to the World Equestrian Center in Ocala, you're going to spend 2 or 3 days there just to cover this facility. It's 4,000 acres. It's 4,000 acres and nothing but, you know, equestrian events and training and things of that nature. And then all through the Ocala area, there's a lot of state parks that you can go to for camping. And again, it goes all back to our distribution on International Equine Network. When the horsemen get to a facility like in Ocala, it's tough to find housing, you know, reasonable. It's reasonable. And everybody knows that. And that's why the prices of apartments and condos and houses are so high. The hotel rates are so high. And with Keystone, Montana, you can find you a nice RV that you can take to facilities like this. You might need to rent one. You can rent them. You can buy them. But, you know, when a horseman goes to an area like this and they have so much at their disposal, the Keystone, Montana line are just like a home on wheels. That's the horseman's favorite trailer, the fifth wheel. It's Keystone Montana 50. You can literally get them with any and everything that you want. And the time turnaround, if you were to customize one and have it built specifically for you, is relatively quick, depending on how you know, intricate it is and how fancy you want it. You know, they can get it done quick if you go to Keystone Montana RV. You can find out exactly what it takes to, you know, build a customized shoe. But the Ocala area and the World Equestrian Center is just, it's Florida at its best. The winters are really good there. It's not really hot. It's not cold. It's a good time to go to see horses and do the things that are available in Ocala. And if you notice, I'm always pushing some type of facility or state or, you know, local community, because that's what it's all about, is going to that community and not only watching the equestrian event, but seeing what they have there local and see why horsemen love the horse industry. But we have so many good facilities and towns to go to, then, you know, you feel like you're at home and doing that. And I tell you, one of the prettiest places to go to is Tryon, you know, North Carolina. This time of year in the fall, you know, the weather's really good, the leaves are turning, and that facility there is, they've got it all. They got camping, they got shopping, they got, you know, the horse equestrian events, and so it doesn't take a lot of money, but you go to it and you'll see exactly what kind of time you can have in the horse industry. And again, you don't have to be a horseman to enjoy a horse industry. You don't have to own a horse. You don't have to ship horses or trailer horses. You don't have to have anything to do with horses other than be a spectator. And that's what keeps our business going. That's what feeds us our future grooms and trainers and owners and hot walkers and you know, people that are in law, or vet techs or veterinarians. That fuels our industry because they're exposed to the different things that we have into the industry. And that's what we're trying to do, is get more people into the, you know, into the horse business and see what they can do for us. You know, we would like for you to join our, you know, our association, be a part of it. Like I said, you don't have to be a horse owner or a rider or a trainer or a breeder. You can get involved in with a different association. You know, go that route. You know, join a horse business. Come visit with you. And if you're looking for a place to go stay in your area, give me a call. It's a 561-466-1272. And, you know, I'll get you in the right direction and hook you up with people to where you can really enjoy it. You know, that's like one of the things that I've always wanted to do was fly horses. And for 3 years, I did fly horses all over the world. And that helped me get involved in what I'm doing, you know, today. I got to see the way of life, you know, all the way around the world. And it was exciting, you know, to see that happen and everything. So what we're trying to do now is build up the viewership, try to get things better. Look at the website. If you see something that should be changed on there, let me know. If you want to be a part of that website, let me know. We're getting ready to start hiring people to take care of the website. We're going to actually have to hire someone for each one of our 10 shows that we have and just maintain that on the website. So call us at 561-466-1272. Let us know what you think. I'd be glad to have somebody call me up and tell me that I stink. This is so good. You know, get a job. You know, that's how desperate I am. Folks, see y'all next week. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Be a part of us. Contact us. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Thursday at 1:30 to get that free ship.com membership. Talk to you next week.